got one! I'm sorry. I heard they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking Gorns gay! Oh, shit! I think I really pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command, get me out of here!
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBreen, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Yes! Slam dunk.
I hate you, Alex Jones!
Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're passing you through now. You are live in 3, 2, 1, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the Resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free to watch the show.
Well, Bloomberg and the Democrats think they've shut down InfoWars. It's just URL. But the InfoWar is we the people. The real power of this operation is you. So they are desperate right now. They are panicking. The whole world's waking up. They are praying that you don't share these two URLs. AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site, with all the articles, the streaming, the special reports, everything they fear. And AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download the free Android and Apple apps and then share with everybody you know. So take those two URLs, hit your whole email list, your text message list, tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers. The second American Revolution worldwide is happening right now. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well through you. Take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball's in your court. Now take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere.
Fortunetando, vovo nera, si. su amici buonera su tra i prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Radio and TV stations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them on the satellite, blasting out, exploding on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show and at Real Alex Jones on X and at the network channel at AJN Live. Be sure and follow us there at AJN Live. Drudge Report has this top link. Thank you very much, Matt Drudge. It is one of the top trends on X and everywhere else. Millions and millions of new people are tuning in right now because the Democrat Party and their rigged courts have spent 7-8 years in lawsuits and lawfare trying to shut us down, and we're finally able for now to shut down InfoWars yesterday. And the second attempt by the Bloomberg financed and controlled, that's on record, Onion. I'm going to finish up with this movie and other news in a moment, but you guys did find the clip we always play. There's hundreds of interviews they did, but I didn't even watch them all. I watched dozens of them. A year and a half ago when they're on Stephanopoulos on the big morning show, Sunday morning show, saying, well, you didn't make the biggest bid, and the judge says he's going to overturn it. And they're like, well, it's Alex Jones. We're allowed to do that. And so now here's the breaking news. The Onionoids and Ben Collins has been reposting this and boosting and linking to it are calling for me to be Charlie Kirk. That's right. Here's the article. It's at alexjoneslive.com. InfoWars is down, shut down. You can't go to InfoWars.com, but you can go to alexjoneslive.com. Hit your email list with it, your text message list. Say, Alex Jones is back. They failed to suppress him. He's covering absolutely critical information we're about to get to on the war, on the economy, on national sovereignty, Congress hearings, all admitting that they knew the poison shots were killing everybody. I got huge information we're going to be breaking down coming up next hour on that. This is a massive transmission today, hardcore info on the British royal family and their secrets coming out. Also, weather weapons being confirmed, being used against Iran and others. I'm going to move out of the Onion coverage in a moment, but everybody's wanting to know about this, so I've been covering it. Kirk has asked. Go read the full article, see all the tweets and all the blue sky comments at alexjoneslive.com. Just one word, alexjoneslive.com. Kirk has asked. The Onion's blue sky followers lodge death threats against Alex Jones as InfoWars closes. Users on the leftist-dominated social media echo chamber platform Blue Sky lodged death threats against Alex Jones and his iconic news empire. InfoWars came to a historic close. And it just goes on from that. On the last day of our broadcast, the deranged Blue Sky followers, the printer cut all this off, and CEO Ben Collins, whose second attempted to hijack the brand, was blocked by the court late Wednesday, called for violence against Jones and urged people to kill him. Gay, homo, fag Ben, proud in me in the ass, Collins, and Tim Satan worshiper Pedo Heidecker, the person wrote, are fomenting violence against InfoWars over Blue Sky. That's what Rob Deuce said. Kirk his ass, one user replied. We'll show that to a post of Collins. Yeah, let's show the actual HD article. It's got it all at alexjoneslive.com, please. And it just goes on from there. So we can't, it is on screen. I'm looking at my TV here. So, yeah, just scroll through those, and you can see all of this for yourself. So, good luck. Guys, can you guys pull up the, just type into YouTube, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars Episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader battle, or Darth Vader strikes down Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like 2 minutes long. It's so, what an iconic scene. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil, Darth. Your power's a weak, old man. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You should not have come back. What an iconic archetype of this. Did killing Martin Luther King make him bigger or smaller? Did killing Mahatma Gandhi make him bigger or weaker? Did killing Jesus make him weaker or stronger? I mean, come on. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But a Viking death with the sword in my hand of truth, I have zero fear of that. Because I know I'm telling the truth. And that is the last refuge of these scumbags is violence. Like they just tried killing Trump because they hate him so much. And, you know, I've got issues with Trump. He deserves to die. At the correspondence dinner last Saturday. So let's go to this clip. Here it is. So I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, and here they are hoping for this, not thinking as Satanists do, two or three steps ahead of what the after effects will be. Here it is.
We meet again at last.
For you, Obi-Wan, we meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil,
Your power is a weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
Did we just leave this party? What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the old man got the tractor beam out of commission.
Well, we got the tractor beam out of commission.
Knock.
Come on, R2. We're going.
Now, the kids, go.
Ben?
Oh, you've defeated us. Oh, terrible.
No!
Help me, I'm weak. Oh, the Jedi taking over. Oh. No, 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 you will die. Power! Unlimited power! Help me. Oh, he's going to kill me. Oh, I'm weak. I can't hold it much longer. I can breathe.
I've been waiting for this a long time, my little green friend. Ha 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 ha. I don't put on an act of victory. I know it when I smell it. So I'm reveling a bit.
If so powerful you are on the dark side, why run?
So, here we are on the Alex Jones Experience. And I just, it's so crazy. Like, it's just all insane. They lined up to cut the internet power off today so they could give it to the Onion. It's been blocked by another court because it's they violated every law that you could imagine. We have dozens and dozens of actions. We've just fired one and it was successful. And we're like, my lawyers are like, let's hold these back. So, and the dumbasses that Michael Bloomberg has funded to do all this, running around in their compendium of work, obsessed with pedophilia, Satanism, and saying that's their humor, and they're washed up. Well, they never were successful, so they're not even washed up. It's just beyond pathetic. But I've just spent an hour and 17 minutes of the broadcast mainly covering, well, the first 20 or so I covered Shredder Moose. So I've just spent an hour on this, and I'm done, unless more developments come out. But you got to love them. Calling me a scumbag. There are people calling for me to be murdered. And every time a leftist kills somebody, they say, oh, it's staged. But here's the Onion head, the MSNBC Rachel Maddow producer that runs the Onion, the failed publication. What an evil piece of SH, you know what? I cannot wait to take over, he said yesterday. A visibly toasted Alex Jones, surrounded by his crew, says they're going to turn off the power at midnight in the InfoWars studio, that's the bad guys, until we're going to air hours of Sandy Hook documentation. I said documentation of the CIA and FBI running it. Now he's making about, he's being mean to the families. There were 20 families, three of them that ran charities raising money sued me. There was no Google searches until they got ready to sue me in all the years before because I barely ever covered it. They just said that to play victim. And they make it about, oh, I'm being mean to the families. And all of this ridiculousness. The public in general knows the truth now. And that's the reality. Okay, shifting gears now. Let me tell you what we got coming up. I'm done. But people want to know what's going on. They want to know what's happening. You want to fight the tyrants. You want to fight the censors. Share the new URL, the jumping off point for our Rumble feed, our X feed, our own internal feed, special reports, articles, our great reporters, all of them at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. It's right there on screen, right there. alexjoneslive.com. Bookmark it, make it your homepage. It's got a 1990 statement. Kind of dating myself. Share it everywhere. Have a huge effect. The bad guys hope you don't. And download the free app at alexjonesapp.com for Droid and Apple. It's often on the number one news app, but it's right up there in the top 10 always. And it's having an absolutely huge effect. So, alexjoneslive.com. And when you have the app, the shopping cart's on there for alexjonesstore.com or thealexjonesstore.com, you get an additional 10% off on top of it. So everybody should get that app right now and share that app and say, if you want the forbidden show, go here. All right, now, we've talked a lot about this, but we're getting deeper, 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 deeper into it. It's like if somebody has emphysema from smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, and they tell grandma, if you don't quit smoking, you'll be dead in 6 months. If you stop, you might live 10 years. And there's so many old people and literal grandmas. My dad's mom, great lady, but she lived with Dr. Pepper and cigarettes. And they die because they don't stop smoking them. And we've already put the clips a few weeks ago from 2 years ago. Elliot saying, I think Trump's going to get reelected. He's got a great economic plan, but Israel's trying to get us into a full war. And he's not even anti-Israel. You know, he's a theologian, focused on the family, previously board member, all that. Top economist, biggest silver and gold broker in North America, says the best prices, all the rest of it, and the highest ratings. And it is our sponsor. So we want gold and silver. He's the place to go. But he nailed it saying he's really worried about this years ago. over 2 years ago on my show and a year ago and 6 months ago. And here we are, 62 days into this fiasco, and the Israeli government saying Trump will be embarrassed and lose the war if he doesn't commit ground troops to the Strait of Hormuz. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options. U.S. cable outlines new construct. Well, Trump's older plan to have other nations join. They've already said no. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is most unpopular conflict in 76 years. Pentagon calls timeout. Congress refuses to challenge the war powers, though they said they only gave them 60 days before they'd vote. Now they're not continuing the war. Latest war will be one big failure if Iran's enriched uranium not removed. They can always say it hasn't been removed. They can always say it's secretly hiding somewhere, just like Iraq was all based on that. So same lie, repeated over and over again, the same unattainable goal. Pentagon said, told Trump there won't be regime change, 90%+ chance. We were right. All you that called us traitors were wrong. Now it's killing the economy. To break it down is top economist Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com/gold. When you go to that URL, he knows you're coming from us, and then that way we get the support, because that's how this works. So KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Call up, get a free phone consultation. Set up the email or over the phone, and they will talk to you. They can roll over all sorts of instruments. They're the place to go. They're the highest rated. It's all I'll bring you, because I want to bring my listeners stuff that they love, that's successful, so we have a relationship long term. Not trying to sell you some scam one time. I want a long term relationship with you, like a husband and wife. Okay, you can say who's wearing the pants here. I think the listeners are. But the point is, I am your bitch. And so I want you to have a great response, have a great time, whether it's the supplements or any of it. I want to have the best t-shirts, the best designs, the best ball caps, one of the best supplements. It's real simple. Kirk Elliott sells gold and silver at wholesale, which you can check the price every day. You type in, what's the wholesale price? That's where you get it. That's what you get. You cannot, and you can sell it back with no fee. Nobody does that. Okay? This is the place to go. Yeah, I'm plugging right now, but he's on about this. Dr. Elliott, thanks for coming on with us. We probably won't hit the economy in a few minutes. You got to go at 50 after. I understand that, because you're a busy man. But what do you make of the latest attack on InfoWars and what they've done and how it blew up in their face again? But they cut the internet, so we had to leave.
Well, it's expected. I mean, sadly, this is a war against truth, right? And they want to silence you. We've been dealing with this. You know, I've known you for years now, and this has been this ongoing battle, and they think they won. But they haven't, Alex. I mean, this is what's exciting, is that you can't hide the truth. You just can't. It's going to keep permeating.
The Bible says, you're the theologian, what's the verse where nothing hidden will be hidden? It'll be cast back on the shore.
I mean, that's a good paraphrase of the verse, but truth will always be revealed, right? God is love. God is truth. The enemy is gonna, he's cloaked in the darkness, right? And he has lies he's the deceiver. And, you know, all of this stuff he is going to stop the truth at all costs, because here's the thing. The enemy knows what the end game is. He's going to be banished to hell for the rest of eternity. Right. And so this is this cosmic battle that we're just seeing the physical manifestations of right now. Nobody that's evil wants the truth, because it exposes, right? It exposes the darkness. And here's what we know, that light and dark can't coexist at the same time. If it's dark somewhere, the light, even the smallest little flame, this a little lighter in a dark room, will light up the room, right? It's like, you can't have dark cover light. Light uncovers the dark. And that's this battle that we're seeing right now. And so I just want to encourage you and thank you for fighting. And
I want to thank you and the listeners supporting us. This is not me. This is you guys. You're the variable. The only reason I'm here is because of sponsors like you and the listeners, Kirk. So don't thank me. Thank Kirk Elliott.
Well, thank you. I mean, we've got a ton of listeners who have gotten their assets out of harm's way because of your message. That's just great. And
well, let's tee this up. We got 3 minutes to break. What's the current state of the economy? We know it's getting bad because of the Strait of Hormuz. Now Trump wants ground troops.
I mean, it's getting bad. So yesterday the Fed met, right? And they decided, let's just hold and pause on interest rates. Why do they do that? I mean, I thought that the Fed was so smart and they could control and manipulate the economy. this Iran situation is like the thing that they can't figure out, right? The longer that this goes on, the more inflationary pressures that there are, and therefore they're going to have to raise interest rates, right? But if it ends tomorrow, right, what are they still going to have to do? Probably raise interest rates. Like we talked about last week, this bottleneck, this logjam of supply chain disruptions because this has been shut down for so long, it's not going to stop even if this conflict ends tomorrow. It's going to go on for probably three quarters of a year as supply chain gets reestablished. Now, it might have an immediate impact on oil because perception is reality, right? But supply-wise, the world isn't getting stuff. They're not getting fertilizer. They're not going to get oil anytime soon. Natural gas, things coming through the strait. There is a huge bottleneck, which is why the Fed decided we're not going to make a decision on lowering or raising interest rates right now because we don't know what's going to happen, right? But I'll tell you what's actually going to happen long term. They've got to raise interest rates long term. You know, short term, it's an election year and you've got the political cycle and there's going to be a propensity to try to lower rates right now to stimulate the economy. But long term, this is just economics 101. You've got the inflationary pressures from unrelenting printing of money, from supply chain disruptions, ultimately globally. I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about globally, central banks are going to have to start raising interest rates to slow down that inflation, which is why Japan has been raising their rates because they've had decades of mismanagement, zero interest rate policy. The inflationary pressures are so high right there that now the yen carry trade is over, which we've discussed a lot over the last couple of years. But these inflationary pressures, Alex, are not going to end just because Iran may or may not be over anytime. And so expect rising interest rates down the road, which is actually going to kill the bond markets.
And then if the Trump recovery fails, what happens? There's word that Google's really about to buy Apple. That's all disintegrating. There's a lot of shakeups happening. We're talking about a dot-com bust about to happen. The CEOs are getting ahead of it. Let's talk about it with Kirk Elliott when we come back. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalist. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. and go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Cordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go
well, the
do
Onion
my
supporters
will.
Are now calling for it to be Charlie Kirk. Here they are a year and a half ago on Stephanopoulos on the National Morning News Show, Sunday News Show, saying, oh, yeah, we won the bid, we got it, and they didn't, and they didn't win this. And they just keep trying. It's so pathetic. But that's what the left does. They never give up like zombies. Here's a short clip. We'll go back to Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own Infowars, and we are very excited about that.
But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation. Obviously, that is not something that he's going to do in the situation.
So you're confident this is going to go through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what role is Every Town for Gun Safety going to play in all
this? We're going to be the main advertisers, and that means anything from a banner ad to a link to video to creating content together.
So that's Michael Bloomberg financing all this.
Run on for a long time.
Why do they want us off the air? Because they know we've got their number. After Dr. Elliott leaves us, this indictment of Fauci's main advisor, recovering gain of function, so huge. Big new developments just happened in that. They wouldn't have done this if they weren't serious to go after him. They're not just doing some indictment, fake indictment like Comey. This is very real. We got massive intel on that. Some of the biggest COVID news ever is about to break. But Dr. Elliott, going back to you for the next 10 minutes we have left, We want Trump to succeed. You're a big Trump supporter. I still love Trump compared to the Democrats. Just the course he's taken is so crazy. Now Israel says you better do a ground invasion. He was briefed yesterday on ground invasion. He's talking about doing it. That's why I had to like say, hey, you're crazy. 25th Amendment, if you want to nuke them. The Israelis are pushing nukes. This is a trap in the threat escalation. Most analysts think that we'll get pinned down there. It's a heavily fortified, gigantic area, thousands of square miles. Trump doesn't have military understanding. He's being set up, in my view. What do you think?
I think that if this doesn't end, I think that Israel is probably having us come to their bidding because we're American. We've got a big, huge military. And I'm not saying that they're small either, right? I mean, they can handle themselves. But this is, to me, all about the control of oil, right? And who controls the oil? The big bankers.
No, I mean, I get if Trump could pull this off, like I said 62 days ago, I would hope it would work when Israel said 4 days. It's about China. It's about Belt and Road. It's about the IMEC corridor. We explain all that. We get why he thinks he's doing it. The point was the Pentagon said it's not going to work. So everybody says, oh, you're with Iran. No, it's not going to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about how this wasn't going to be quick, you know, quick 3 days in, you know, just and get this job done. What we're dealing with here is a religious ideological battle that really is it boils down to like the Jewish people against the Islamic people that goes all the way back to Isaac and Ishmael in the Old Testament.
Well, hold on. Their thing with Iran's 3,023 years, 23, it's even older than Islam.
Yeah. So being politically engaged. Now, we have to stop rogue terrorist regimes. I get it. What I'm saying is this isn't going to end anytime real soon, right? And this is the problem. This is, to me, as an economist, I pray every single day for Trump. I pray that this gets done quickly because lives are at stake. The national economy is at stake. The global economy is at stake the longer that this goes on. And this is turning out to be really ugly. I think that the inflation that comes from this, Alex, is insane. And
yeah,
it's
let's talk about those numbers. They're saying it's really bad. It's coming out now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. The numbers that just came out a few days ago, probably 40% more than what were expected, right? And this is just because of the cost of oil. What does oil get used for? By every country and every citizen in every country every single day, right? So yeah, these are inflationary pressures. But look at what's happening here domestically, right? Mondami in New York just had this stupid idea and video. I'd love to watch it if we can because it ties in.
You sent the video. We have the Mondami video ready, right? Like I apologize. You sent me a giant stack of documents and videos. I should have been going over those. Yeah. Guys, get the Mondami video ready. Set it up for us, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, okay. So what is he saying? He's saying grocery prices are going to go through the roof. So we want to set up a city run grocery store in New York where we can provide cheap stuff, right? And it's like, okay, so that's the setup. Let's watch what he has to say. And then I'm going to say why this is the dumbest idea, but why he's actually doing it.
Here it is.
We will use government to respond to rising prices and unaffordable groceries. Since the pandemic, grocery prices have gone up and they haven't come back down. Between 2013 and 2023, grocery prices increased in New York City by nearly 66%, significantly higher than the national average. During our campaign, we promised New Yorkers that we would create a network of city-owned grocery stores, one in each borough. And we are here today to celebrate the site of the Manhattan store, La Maqueta, which will be open by 2029.
Now, I know you're going to give your answer to this and I have my response, but the left always want, like the Soviet Union, only government grocery stores. They have been positioning this forever. You can call it stupid. You're being nice. This is part of a plan, Cloward and Piven, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, this is communism 101, right? Because, and what are they using as the impulse to actually talk about this now? The inflationary pressures coming from the Iran conflict that we're seeing, right? The price of oil, all these groceries are going up, and he's basically blaming Trump for that without saying it. It's like, oh, these inflationary pressures, everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. So therefore, we're going to have a grocery store run by the city. The reason this is so incredibly dumb is what causes inflation? It's inflation at the wholesale level. It's manufacturers. It's production. It's printing of money, right, to fund everything from wars to the entitlement state to everything, right? So that's what causes prices to go up.
Now, and you have government coming into the food market, and imagine just a city administering a store. They have no idea even how to do it.
No, they have no idea how to do it, but people are going to say, wow, this is great. We're going to have cheap grocery store prices. Like, who's paying for that, right? It's the taxpayers of New York City.
So it's a secret tax. It's price fixing.
It's absolutely price fixing, and this is communism. But what's this going to do? People are going to think they're going to get cheap groceries. No. If you actually have this store that has cheap groceries that are being paid for by taxpayer dollars, the normal grocery store chains are not going to be able to compete, and they'll just shut down, right? Because, having cheap prices to the retail, that doesn't mean that wholesale prices, the producers, the manufacturers are going to have cheaper prices. So then what? You're going to have shortages. You're going to have no groceries available anywhere.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Guys, type into YouTube. Soviet grocery stores, 1980s, 1970s, or Food Lines, Russia. You stand in line all day to get a loaf of bread and one sausage.
I mean, this is what's coming to New York City. If he is not a good businessman, he's nothing literally but a community organizer.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. I agree with you. They know, his bosses know what they're doing. This is a program. You know, Chicago wants government grocery stores too, right?
Yeah. See, and they're going to try to pin this all down on Trump and the strait and the oil shortages and the supply chain disruptions. And they're using this to create this social dynamic during an election year, right? Which is why this is important that this conflict in Iran ends soon, because there's more at play than just the supply of oil. We're looking at a complete social structure change in America with the nationalization, or not nationalization, but like city-run grocery stores, which comes at taxpayers' expense. This isn't going to work, and this isn't.
Yeah, not
going
only is
to
government
going to
have, not only do you have, you know, however many tens, what is it, 50 million people on food stamps or whatever. Now, that doesn't work. That's not even good enough. Now we have to just have these stores that we claim are cheap, which we know is going to completely fall apart.
Yeah, it's going to completely fall apart. So here's the next.
By the way, do you think you think consumers are going to want to shop there? No. It's going to be a bunch of homeless people and illegal aliens. These are going to be, I guarantee you, homeless encampments will set up all around these.
Yeah, it is. And the other grocery stores are not going to want to do business. See, here's where people are mistaken. It's like, what causes the economy to grow? It's capitalism, right? And people say, these greedy capitalists, right? There's incentive to starting your own company. Nobody's going to want to start a company if they can't make a profit, right? So therefore, if
they're gonna move out of cities that have these.
Yes.
That's how it works.
And New York is already seeing that, right? Which means they're going to have a less of a tax base to pay for some of these things.
Well, they already let the left loot and rob in California, passing laws let you steal up to $3,000 and all the rest of it. All these businesses are already leaving. It's all on purpose. That's my point. They're already are already leaving.
Yeah, and it's not like this is a new idea, Alex. They've had this idea for a long time. It's this communist ideology that's permeating politics here, but here's where they're going to blame Trump right now because of this conflict in Iran, which is why this is all happening right now, right? It's an easy scapegoat, which is why I think that this needs to end soon during an election.
No, I agree. Right? This is like COVID. This is the globalist plan to kill Trump's recovery.
Yeah, it is. Because ultimately, people are going to be taxed to the hilt, right? They're going to hit this point where, hey, we can't be taxed anymore. We're going to stop spending. So then what do the governments do? They're going to print their way out of it, right? So this is the inflationary pressures that the Fed is seeing, why they don't know what to do with interest rates. Well, what's interesting about all of this is you look back to the 80s, right? Go all the way back to the 80s. What did Reagan do? It was an amazing decade, right? The Cold War was over. The Berlin Wall came down. Interest rates came down. Taxes came down. It was like this amazing renaissance for America. Then the 90s was this weird decade where, because of the 80s, the dollar became the global hegemon, right? And central banks owning gold went from 40% of their holdings to the crisis in 2008, that recession that we had, 10%. Why? Because people were going into the U.S. dollar globally, right? So that's why gold holdings at central banks came down from 40% to 10%. What happened in 2008? The world saw that the emperor had no clothes, right? That this banking system was broken, that it was hiding things. This is why 2008, 2009 was important. Since then, central bank gold holdings, it has become the number one held reserve asset on the planet.
Yeah, let's slow down. All the elites, the central banks, the billionaires, the universities are hoarding gold and silver. You got to leave in a few minutes. Now's the pitch. You're the highest rated, best prices, gold and silver. Wholesale, you know the price. Sell it back to you for nothing. Nobody big does that. You're the place. People are insane. Free consultation. Give us a pitch. How people do it. It's so easy. They need to make the decision to do this now. And you sponsor the show, so it's a win-win, not just the best deal, but then you also fund the truth, not just my show, but hundreds of others. Dr. Elliott, give us the pitch for KEPM.com/gold.
Yeah, I mean, take advantage of this pendulum-shifting moment where central banks now have gold as the number one held reserve asset in the world. We can take advantage of that. We can do the same thing that they're doing, except on an individual scale. You can buy it by the ounce. You don't have to buy it by the ton. Whether you have an IRA, non-IRA, cash account, brokerage account, reallocate and reposition to hedge your paper assets with physical, tangible assets like gold and silver. Do exactly what the central banks are doing to protect their backside. You can do that to protect yours, right? And so, I mean, what we are different when we charge 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. Really, people don't do that. Companies don't do that. I get it. We're different. We operate on low margins. But we want to take care of people and remove these barriers and these stumbling blocks to doing the right thing. When it's time to liquidate. You get all of it. Lock in your profits. It's your money, not mine. That's why we set this up. The way that we did was to really be a blessing to people in dark and turbulent times like this, where people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The inflationary pressures, the geopolitical conflict, the wars, the rumors and wars. Tell you what, when you look and see what the central banks are doing to protect getting out of paper assets, getting out of the U.S. dollar, which the BRICS nations promised was going to happen years ago when they said we're going to de-dollarize the world, how do you protect yourself against that and those global, you know, winds that are facing Trump and everything he's trying to do to grow the economy? You actually go into gold and silver to take advantage of that situation. That'll give you peace in the midst of the storm.
Well, listeners, they're regular listeners, long-term listeners know this. It's completely self-serving. But I instinctively, spiritually, was always this way. As I got older, I saw, oh, that's God's plan. Thank God I was given, not when it comes to, you know, drinking or women or whatever. I'm not saying I'm some saint, but when it comes to like business and life and being truthful, I do have a saintly countenance. But because it works, like, why would I not want to sell people the best deal? Why would I not want to sell the best product? Any great salesman knows the best salesman has the best product. Like I always say, if I had a restaurant, I want to have the best quality, best price, best atmosphere, consistency, and there's a line around the block. We don't need Google Maps or reviews. When you pull into a town, we're on a road trip, you drive by a place, there's two cars, another place has 20 cars, another place has a line out the door. You're like, if I got time, I want to go see why that's so good. I mean, you got the line out the door. I'm only selling people stuff that I think is the best bet, and it's like, It's so crazy how obvious this is. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold or call the toll-free number. Get a free consultation. When you call these guys up, you don't get a shipwreck pitch of some special coin for three times the price of it. You get bullion straight up. Here's the price. Boom, you can check it on the market instantly. What is wholesale? Boom, you call it's wholesale. It's delivered, or they'll can tell you a vault nearby you that they recommend. I just say get it yourself. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, you're optimistic. I want to be optimistic, too. You want Trump to succeed. So do I. But every time I have you on, you're getting more and more worried. I'm reading what the economists are saying. They're saying, like you said months ago, this is going to take a year to unwind if it stopped today. Has this killed the Trump recovery? Because you've been predicting, you know, a correction anyways. It was looking so good. Maybe it wasn't going to happen. How bad is this going to be if it ended today? I mean, it already doesn't look too hot. But if it continued, how bad would it be?
Oh, if it continues, it's really bad. I mean, I can't fathom how bad it would be, because the Fed is going to have to go to the printing press, right, and print money like there's no tomorrow. They're going to be buying U.S. treasuries that the rest of the world won't want, right? And so this is why this is imperative that this ends. Is this going to kill Trump's recovery? No. I think Trump is going to bring jobs back to America. People will start working. People will start spending. But here's the crux of it. This is an election year. This is a midterm. And this is the problem, because I don't think this is going to be fixed.
So it slows it down where people don't get instant gratification, so they don't vote.
Yeah, or they vote differently, right? People vote with their wallets. Clinton told us that. Right? It's like, it's the economy, stupid. And it's true. It always has been true. People will vote with their wallets. And that's the problem with the slowness of this recovery. Do I think it's going to recover? 100% yes. Do I think it's going to happen before the midterms? Probably not, Alex.
And so now, if we lose the Senate, which they say is in peril now, we get impeachment.
I mean, that's what they want.
Well, we told Trump, so what does he think is going to happen when that goes on? Then our whole thing gets derailed.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if we lose, if the conservatives lose the midterms in the House and the Senate, the next 2 years are going to be full every single day of impeachment talk.
They didn't have the Senate before. If they have the House and Senate, they will get an impeachment.
This is the problem. This is why this needs to end. This conflict needs to end soon. Praying for Trump that he can get it done diplomatically, get this thing done. But it's short term. It doesn't look too good for me as an economist.
I agree. Dr. Elliott was put on screen again. The number and the website, people can call. They can get a free consultation, kpm.com/gold. Fill out the email form. They'll call you, or call the number, and they don't answer. They'll call you. They're very busy. Thank you, Dr. Elliott.
You bet. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. I mean, folks, like I said 1,000 times, I'll say it again, because I just beat my head against the wall here. I've made a lot of predictions that are hard to make. I mean, they're really complex and really... you have all the evidence and finally have a dream and God tells me to say it. I mean, the really wild stuff has been, you know, a few dozen events. But every day when I make analyses of things, it's like easy. Like the Pentagon reports, which I can know the facts are accurate. I don't just believe Pentagon, said don't do this. And then I'm called a traitor and a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent because Israel is setting us up for total war for the Greater Israel Project. And it's with horror that I have to come out and criticize Israel, because then I know that feeds into the Islamists that are a huge threat, and the left. And if Israel gets cornered, they'll nuke everybody. So it's like it's bad, bad, bad. And I just see the Israelis as everybody else, the Muslims, everybody else. Their kids, their wives, their average shopkeepers. I don't hate them. I don't like war because it's the tyrant's last refuge. But somehow we got sold in all these wars the last 30 years, and Trump was supposedly against that, and now we're so deep into this. It's just mind-blowing. All right. I wanted to get Jesse Beltran, who is an incredible researcher and filmmaker, on about all the insane developments, all the declassifications of the CIA secret implanting chips in people and what they're gearing up for and all the COVID poisoning coming out that we know is replicating nanotech. And my problem is when he comes on next hour, I have so much I want to get into that I meant when I asked him to come on last week, he couldn't. He came on this week to have all the stuff that I was already had to have here. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have all the stuff. But don't worry, there's so much to cover. That's the problem. So we'll do that and get his take just in general on the world, too. He's a smart guy. And then why he recommended that scientist down in El Salvador, a prestigious neuroscientist and physicist and evolutionary biologists, and what he's saying is true about the magnetic field weakening and all that. And finally, Al Gore said something true. Al Gore's like, oh, the penguins can't swim and the polar bears can't swim and they're all dead and the ice caps are melting. All that's a lie. Give me a carbon tax. But when he said the Gulf Stream's slowing, the Pacific and Atlantic currents are the slowest ever, that stops with whatever's going on. We are in cuckoo town. And Al Gore's finally putting out proclamations of doom that could be true. if it keeps slowing, if the pole keeps moving so fast, if the magnetosphere keeps weakening so fast, it is just crazy town. We are in a major time of change. And then we've got another great guest who's going to be in studio. Myron Gaines came to town just for me. I was like, I wanted you on the show today. Just come to town. So we'll come back on tomorrow because an hour wasn't enough. He'll be my first guest. Well, I guess I've had interviewed Sean Johnson and Rob doing a few others in the new network studios. But the first guest since InfoWars was shut down in studio, Myron Gaines coming up fourth hour. So look forward to that. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Remember, the bad guys want to destroy. They thought grabbing InfoWars would do something. No, it's exploded in their face. Millions of people, as of this morning, I haven't checked since then, 2 million visitors at this morning. I said, wow, we're linked on Drudge. It's top trending on X. So I called the IT guy and I said, how many visitors since midnight to AlexJonesLive.com? They go, 2.7 million. 2.7 million viewers. That was at 8 a.m. this morning. 2.7 million viewers since midnight. I don't even know what it is right now, but thank you, Drudge. Look at Drudge up there, top link, or at least it was earlier. So get on that bandwagon, folks. Take that link, AlexJonesLive.com. Let's put the URL up on screen if we can. AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. Take that link, just AlexJonesLive.com, and share it on your email list, your text message list, everywhere else, and say the revolution is happening now against the tyrants. The information they don't want you to have is live right now at AlexJonesLive.com with the feeds, the articles, and more. Stay with us. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom's popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist Great Reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, AlexJonesLive.com, for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, AlexJonesLive.com. And then this URL is just as important, AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple, the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.